Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. I mentioned there was a number of articles. Actually, there are four of them that I clipped out and put my notes and reflected on them, and they're relevant to younger next year, and these suggestions that of what we have to avoid and what we need to do. And the first one I wanted to cover is by Eduardo Batia, my good friend. He was in our law firm for a while, and I've always kept contact with him. And Eduardo, the head of the article, the title of the article was "La Epidemia de la Soledad," solitary epidemic, loneliness epidemic. And he goes through, the Surgeon Journal, finding that that's one of the greatest problems that we have in this society, and mentions the Triple S Foundation as looking to fostering, focusing on that item, it is. Social contacts and relationships are so critical. The opposite is, loneliness and there's a big difference. There it is important for mindfulness and breathing and meditation, and to go out in nature and to be by yourself when you choose to, and that's important. And this retreat I went back in May. Stepping in the silence, 3 days, with breathing meditation, vegetarian diet, and then silence for 3 days, and real silence, not even TV, not reading, really introspection, really getting into yourself. But that's when you choose it. But not when it's prolonged and when it really starts affecting your health, because you just don't have those family and friends connections that are so critical. So that article by Eduardo, that was 17th of October, and the another person who was on my firm and good friend, Jose Luis Nieto Mingo, and he's a professor now in legal. The legal world, and the article, the title is "El Arte Perdido de la Paciencia," the lost art of patience, and basically he's saying that we've converted ourselves too much to value doing things and not spending time with ourselves and with others, and that. It's a question of, you go in the museum, is how many works of arts have you seen, and how quickly have you been able to do it, versus really concentrating and focusing on a few and internalizing and reflecting on only a few, and I really feel that this is important. When I go into a museum, I'd rather really do little in terms of focusing instead of a lot. And same thing with my travel. I'd rather travel few places and spend a lot of time in few places than cover superficially a whole lot of places. In a cocktail party or any kind of more and more as I've years go by, I'd rather get involved in the conversation and depth with one or two people than superficial, very quick conversations with 30. We're now in San Juan Rotary. We have a social once a week. We have a social night where instead of having speakers and discussing shop and the civic things we're doing, we just to get to know each other, a critical part of Rotary's fellowship. And So we went to on Tuesday night. We went to Barrachina. It's owned by William Meves. He's a member of San Juan Rotary. Hasn't been coming to the meetings. I hope we spur him on, and you know, to come back and become more active. But I sat down with three people. There was a long table, but there was two people in front and one to the left. I didn't have anybody to the right. And I really got in depth, you know, with them. Some of them really had not known much about their life. And kind of like when I bring them as a guest to my program, I just, you know, tell me about your life. Tell me, you know, what your past, your where you're born, your family, who you married. And some of them I knew a little bit about, but they just got just fine, you know, catching up. So I'd rather do that with two or three people than going around. How are you? You know, what's the weather? You know, and how are things? You know, everybody usually says, you know, fine. But usually, you know, as I say at one of the Rotary conventions, but how are you really? You know, I mean. You don't have to ask it that way, but you know, get into depth with the persons. So this is you know, basically, and he says that it's important you know, to do things that you have to be patient with. And he says you like fishing, you know, watching birds and video and picture taking in jardineria. You know, gardening and into the woods. You know what he calls in the Japanese baño de bosque, with you're just going into the woods and all. And so that they're really important for your physical and your mental and the mental well-being. And he ends up, you know, he says es hora de tomar control sobre las herramientas tecnológicas que hemos desarrollado con el objetivo de mejorar nuestra calidad de vida. Pero para ello primero tenemos que definir claramente qué quiere decir calidad de vida. De lo contrario, seremos víctimas de nuestro propio éxito. So, it, you know, the technology, we have to control it, and we have to make sure that we define what is quality of life. And then, you know, a very, very good article by José Luis Nieto Domingo. It's the 6th of November in the Nuevo Día. And there are two articles that kind of came kind of together. And Ana Teresa Toro, a poet and a novelist and a columnist. And I've been following her now for... Oof. Well, she wrote a book, and I went to see her, the inauguration of the book in Ay Bonito. I think it was about 3 years ago, maybe. She writes articles in the Nuevo Día, the opinion section. And this one's called Amor Transaccional, Transactional Love. And that came out on the 25th of October. And basically... saying that people now, you know, in terms of the relationship, it has to be a value to them without them really giving anything in return and basically not having a commitment. It's just for almost commercial, you know, reasons our relationships. And so, you know, she says that... you know, that the churches, the civic clubs, the sporting centers, and the public spaces, you know, no longer, you know, provide the interactions that we need to be with people, and you know, in terms we were more consumer oriented, and you know, so this relationships are you know, the profound, the depth ones where we have real connections are being eroded, and and sometimes not are non-existent. You know, intimacy and commitment are being lost, and basically, you can be in a huge group of people. You can have tons of students, fellow students around you, or professionals around you, or a big, you know, cocktail party. A lot of people around, but nobody really getting in depth with other people, and that's a crisis that's taking place. And the Eduardo Lalo, Otra Época, going back to the old days, has the same story with artificial intimacy, where people now almost prefer robot and a relationship that's non-committal, very close to, and this article came out on 25th of October, so let me see, Ana Teresa Toro was on the 20, was it the same day? Yeah, the same day. The same day, the two articles came out on the same day. And both on the same topic of the superficiality of the relationships and how bad that is for us. And that brings me to the sporting world, and the World Series. It was a fantastic, and we have our Puerto Rico Kike Hernandez did a fantastic job. A person with great commitment and really takes his profession very seriously, and is one of these people that has been recognized as when the going gets tough, he gets going. He's when it comes to the post season games, he does fantastically, and. You know, both on the field and at batting, and he's one of these people, clutch players. I think back on baseball, reflect back. There were some people that they still stand out to me. Yogi Berra was one. You know, a lot of people remember Yogi Berra because of all his crazy sayings that made sense. It's not over till it's over, and it's not over till the fat lady sings. And he has, deja vu all again. He has all these statements of Yogi Berra. But Yogi Berra was, when I think back, just the I think back as the best clutch hitter. He was, of course, in the Yankees, and I was a Dodger fan in those days. And if he was coming back with people on base and they needed a run at that moment, he was going to do it. And Kike Hernandez is that kind of guy, consistent, which is a personal value that every year goes higher and higher in my list of priorities. But in the world of sports, this transactional love, Otra Época, another time, things have really changed, and there's no longer the commitment to your team, whether it's in college or whatever, with this you move from one team to from one college to another, depending on where you think you're going to come out better. You have a $100 million contract for 3 years, but after 2 years you can opt out, and you don't really need the money, but it's just the world is a question of valuing, by if you get another $10 million a year or whatever, it then enhances your reputation and supposedly, but you lose the the relationships that used to be important. And the same thing happens in the professions. Now, you know, if somebody who's spending more than 5 or 6 years somewhere, they're wondering, you know, he must not be all that great, or she must not be all that great. She should be moving on, or he should be moving on to something else. So there's a whole new world of it. I come back the importance of depth and relationships and I think you know, those for our well-being continue to be very important. And so we have to be very careful. We have to be more patient. We have to be not as transactional, and really listen and get to know our friends and be available for them. And also, the world should be more towards the old day, the village, and I think we're losing quite a bit. So give that some thought. I hope you'll reflect on it. The program has, third segment has ended. I wish you the best. You know, be loving, be caring, and be committal, okay? Take care. We'll be back next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.